It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With your digital broadcast for Thursday, April 21st, 2011. Usually we record ahead of time, a day or two. Today we're actually doing this on the morning of Thursday, April 21st. April 21st. And see, this is why we don't usually do them early in the morning, because I can't speak. Brought to you as usual by Lulu's Bait Check, fresh Florida seafood, gigantic fishbowl drinks, and live music. All can be found at Lulu's in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach, A1A in Beach Place. This morning, we're going to get a little spiritual, a little, I can't really think of appropriate adjectives to describe, but I'm sure my guest can. Beth Lynch joins us. And you know, Beth, I'm not even positive what part of the country you're calling me from. Where are you based these days?
Right now, and good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Right now, I am in Geneva, New York, and it is in the center of New York State, and it is 35 degrees in
Is it
April.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's still chilly. We've had a long winter, but we're surviving it.
Geneva, New York. Inner Light Teachings is her business, and all right, for example, to explain what kind of work you do, what is it that you're getting ready to do this morning as part of your daily routine?
Well, this morning, the first thing I do is always get up and meditate. And in meditation, I take time to just put out what I'm grateful for and, you know, open to all divine possibility for my day.
That's an everyday thing?
That is an everyday thing. First breath of the morning. It has to be done. It is, and that is what I do. That is what Inner Light Teachings is about. I teach people how to understand the power of who they are through their spirit, which is the word you used. It is getting spiritual. But I think there's some misconceptions about this word. And I remember at one point when I was putting together things, and I really knew I was someone who was, you know, helping and teaching others as well, because I had found that place of peace within myself and spiritual reality.
Spiritual needs to be detached from the word religious, because they're not the same thing at all, are they?
They are not the same thing. Religion is more of an organized and structured way of approaching your relationship with higher being, higher power, oneness, God, Buddha, use whatever word you want to use. It is really the understanding of metaphysics, that there is more than just the physical existence.
Now, how did you know that you were able to be in tune with this? How early in life? Were you a young child, or was it later that you discovered you had a gift to be connected to the spiritual world?
No, it started as a child. I can remember as young as 4 years old and 5 years old, being very afraid of the faces I saw being hovering over me, usually when I would go to sleep.
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, yeah, they would hover over me, this one very masculine face, and he would always be there. And he was around me till I was about 34 when I really started to understand. But I always, you know, I was raised Catholic, so I would always pull in that Our Father prayer, and he would go away. By the third Our Father, I knew he'd be gone. And what I have learned over now, understanding energy, and that is the key word to spirituality, understanding that spirituality and energy, I mean, Einstein taught it. You know, Jesus taught it. There's teachings and teachings behind us, you know, for eons and eons of time, and about energy and understanding. And when I would pray, he would go away. Well, what I was doing was raising the frequency around me. You know, so I was very open as a child, and he would come in, and he was of a lower realm, not to get everyone scared, but there are different, just like on Earth, there are different levels of understanding who you are and your emotional, you know, states of being and mind. There are that in the spirit world as well. So basically, you know, fast forward to you know, being overwhelmed by the feelings around me, emotions around me, throw in some suppression of, you know, recreational and things
yep.
like that. But you're suppressing the emotion, which, you know, that's a whole nother issue. We could definitely, you know, helping people understand that. But in my case, it was, I was suppressing from the feelings that, you know, why did I feel what people were feeling next to me? And it would overwhelm me and it scared me. So for so long, I put it away. I knew what was going to happen in my life always before it happened. You know, I could run the course of, you know, an experience, a job, a relationship well before, and I still chose to go through some that maybe I could have avoided, and I still, but you always learn. So, you know, I've gone through all of what I teach so early on, maybe earlier than some people did it in a number or an age, you know, and that's why I think I sit where I sit now. And then, right, you know, fast forwarding to when my mother and father passed within a very short period of time, my mom was in the Amtrak crash. I was awoken in a dream that night, the same moment of the crash, which I didn't know was the same moment of the crash.
Wow.
Yeah, being told she was dead. Being told she was dead. And I woke up, you know, thinking, you know, I didn't remember the dream, but when I woke up and turned on the news, there it was, all over the news at 7 a.m., you know, and I was like, my dream. Well, you know, that really catapulted me into, all right, now I'm mad, all right, what
right.
is this? What is this life? What is death? What is God? Why them? Why her? Why this? I'm so tired of asking why,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so
then
I,
you looked into it a little further then at that point.
Yeah, I was already interested in yoga. I was already tapping meditation, even though I couldn't do it because I couldn't slow my thoughts down. But so I'd already naturally been pulled in. I was already, I wrote poems. You know, creativity is a very powerful part of our spirit. Expression, music, oh my God, you know, listen to a song. This is what I love about music. When you listen to a song and your body like literally connects to the emotions of something that it brings you back to, that's energy. And energy never dies, and it doesn't matter if it's a happy thing or a sad thing or something that can make you angry. It proves itself over and over, and creativity is that expression of this energy and emotion.
Okay,
so,
I think you just brought something up. I want to stop you for a second just so we can look into this in a little more detail. What an excellent example you bring. I perfectly understand what you're saying about music, because there's pieces of music that I can listen to that I really actually feel transformed to another place in my younger days or years past, just from a moment that was, you know, indelibly printed in my brain from that song. So it actually takes me back to a place. Now, that's a tiny, tiny, tiny version of what you're talking about and what you're in tune with. So Here's what I'm saying. When you were describing what you do and how you got into it, and I'm sure you get this all the time, there was probably a bunch of people listening to it that went, oh, come on, this is a bunch of BS, this is crazy. But in reality is, if you really pay attention to what happens to you when you get transformed by music there and you open your mind to it, then you can accept it a little bit more. The people that say, oh, come on, this is BS, it doesn't really work, she's just pulling one over us here, they're the ones that'll never be able to be in tune with it, because you have to gear your mind to it and be open-minded to it in order for it to work.
And it's very true. And, you know, in order, let's put it this way, in order for it to work to its most highest power.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we're, as human beings, we're two things. We're a spiritual and a human being. And a lot of times we put our humanness first. And that's really what Inner Light Teachings is about.
Right.
The programs and the meditations and stuff, and teaching you how to go in. It isn't about what I'm going to tell you. It's about getting you into that feeling. And that's what I love about music myself. You know, I've always been a big music person.
Right.
I just love music. And you can just get, and music is an expression of someone's soul. Often the most saddest songs, or even listen to songs with the word angels in it. When people are, songs with angels always make it as a hit. Did you ever notice that? There's so many songs when you use the word angel is in there.
That's
they
very
make
true.
It.
Very
you know?
True.
And it's an energy. It's because it's an energy that has a high frequency, and high frequency will bring you creativity, abundance, happiness. Even an expression of sometimes sadness, when you release it, you raise your vibration and you heal, and then you create from that place instead of the place where that energy was heavy and holding you down.
Wow, that's fascinating. So, all right, now you really got me curious about this. So, Inner Light teachings. Now, first of all, for people that are listening that hear that Beth is in New York, and you still can do readings and services for people in other parts of the country by telephone and by Skype in any number of ways. So, in a nutshell, tell us what services you guys, where you and your staff provide for your clients in order of, you know, I guess most popular, starting first.
The most popular, and I love, Bill, I think you're having a prophecy, because it is just little old me in Inner Light teachings, even though I do teach others how to go within, and I have teach others, you know, learning how to do the hands-on healing and things.
Well, why was I having an inner prophecy? What does that mean?
A prophecy is something you're foreseeing, because I do want to have a school or a center and, you know, in another location, preferably down south, where I'm relocating, hopefully, in the next... Well, in the summer. It's going to happen.
But, oh, that's cool. So Floridians, beware that Beth may be relocating down to this area. That'd be cool.
I have a lot of beautiful, wonderful clients down there and a nice following who've stayed with me over the 10 years I've been in New York via Skype.
Gotcha.
Things like that. But what the main, I think, reason people come to me, and that is for the channeling. When I finally did surrender to and started to understand, my abilities became stronger. I was... you know, learning meditation, I didn't realize, and doing more yoga and just daily practice of just going within my third eye, which is your sacred eye that sees higher truth and also into higher places, became more sensitized, and I allowed the spirit world in, basically. I had a surrender to it. I went to a medium, which I am considered a medium and an intuitive consultant and teacher, to help see where my mom and dad were, you know. And she said, the first words were, your mother in spirit is telling me that you are not using your gifts and abilities, and someday you will help others. And I remember thinking, whoa, that's a little heavy right now at, you know, 20-something. Well, I was thinking it was 32. So, and like I said, the venture at 32 years old, it was like I was a reborn feeling, because I consciously started to want to understand, what is this stuff?
Right.
You know? And it opened me up. So when I realized that, you know, I would be talking to someone and there would be someone, you know, a name come in my head and I'd say it and they'd say, oh my God, that's my so-and-so that crossed over. Oh my God. And it, you know, at first it's a little light, but then, you know, I took it very seriously. And, you know, I asked for those abilities to be used only for the highest good, to help people. So the main reason people do call upon me is to make that connection into the spirit world to heal. I mean, I deal with very sensitive issues. I've dealt with a lot of parents losing children in all different ways. I deal with a lot of suicide. These are the people that come to me, and I didn't get those right away. I think that the higher the powers that be, and, you know, you're never given what you can't handle, but I've been doing this 16 years now, literally, you know, actively channeling, and, you know, that's why I have to meditate every day. You get energy from source. You get energy from that. The emotions that I sit in front of are very intense. I can't get caught up in someone else's, you know, that low frequency, because I wouldn't be able to hear for them. Their children bring them in, you know, those words that they said, you know, or those knowings and the things that they're witnessing as they watch them from above. So that is the main reason, the spirit world connection.
Now, let me just stop you for a second now and just play devil's advocate for a minute and just hear your opinion on this, because I've seen a number of TV programs in the past, and I guess every once in a while I stumble upon somebody on the radio is doing a syndicated show where they do this channeling, and then you run into a situation where the guy will throw something out there like, whose name has a CH in it? Who's a Charlie or a Charlotte? Is there somebody? And they say no. And then they go, all right, well, is there someone who is a doctor? And no. And then there's a series of one after the other is just no, and he's not making a connection. I can't help but think that this person is just making things up with a little system of a guessing game, sort of, and then getting it into the part of the conversation that he wants it to go, and then finally turning with it. Now, my question is, based on this observation, is there a contingency of folks doing what you do that aren't really genuine and are just playing a game with people?
You know, I wish I could say probably there is no one that would do that, but we have a human side of ourselves. And the thing is, every single person walking, listening right now, has a part of them that connects into those in spirit, those they love, people around them. It's a natural. They are energy. The only difference between them
right.
and us is they're not physical. Now, I sit in front of a lot of people on a weekly basis. And I know through what I've experienced over these years that there is, when I'm sitting with you, there is no one who wouldn't be there that you connected to in the energy of love or that you would want to be there. And there is no one who would enter the circle or the channeling that didn't belong. And some of the people, I mean, I literally had one girl once. Now, I can't speak for every channel.
Okay.
But I know me because I really believe it as a sacred gift.
Yeah, no, I just wanted your opinion on that.
Yeah, I know. And it's definitely out there. But they are amazing, the details that you can get. Now, when you're working on a medium level, like, you know, right now we have a lot of listeners and, you know, like if I was to start, I do have to tell you there's a couple names around you, and I don't care if you say no. These people, you know, they're the
Let's names go ahead,
I'm
go ahead, go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, I'm hearing the name Rick really close, Rick, and I feel like I'm seeing spinning with that, and I don't know why. And I'm also hearing the name Peggy very strongly around you. And then I heard, like, it felt like a grandfather, and I don't know if I'm getting the name William because it's your Bill, or there's another William in your family,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that somebody... I almost feel it's like a narrow escape, like, and I feel like I'm in the heart or something, and there was this thin, I don't know if I'm in a vein or if there was a something, but someone's help, and I just feel that they're out of the woods, I don't know, and that's what I feel.
Hmm.
But this name Rick is so strong around you. And
I'm going to have to think that one over and think, because there are several Ricks in my life now that it could be, but I'm not, are you talking about someone who's moved?
Did he cross over, though? Is there a Rick that's in spirit?
I would have to think that over to figure out if there's a Rick that's crossed over, but you I hate to tell you. I don't hate to tell you. I think it's awesome. You hit the nail on the head with the rest of that. Okay. Very, very cool. My curiosity is piqued.
Oh, well, good. To do a reading. A real full-on reading.
And I'm usually not the most open person to things like this, so I guess I've,
Let's address that real quick, because there's a lot of people that aren't open to it, and they don't understand why, or it makes their tail feathers, come right up, is because it is a very emotional thing to experience and to feel for others, as well as just to be connected to for yourself.
Right.
And those emotions, we protect our emotions. And the sadness or the fear or the unknown, or is it messing with my foundation, my religious belief, my security? You know, money is energy.
Right.
This affects everything. It isn't just that stuff, you know. When it is energy, money, your relationship you have with your financial situation is an emotional relationship. So when you meditate, when you clear your intuition, you know, you allow your own avenues to open up to intuitively guide you where to go in your business decisions, in
right.
your personal decisions. So it isn't just about, let's talk to the spirit world. They don't know our future, but boy, they get how to create it now if they didn't get it down here.
Ah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
and
very
I mean,
natural.
There's a lot of this exists within us rather than actual physical. I mean, I guess people have a tendency, I guess the naysayers, is what I'm trying to say, will, get this silly image, picture of somebody floating over you or some physical ghostly being in the room. But really, it's all within you, and you have this power, and it's all there. Like, for instance, all my relatives that have passed on all live on through me and the rest of my family. And that's sort of a microcosm of what you're talking about.
Exactly. They
Got
continue
it.
To learn. Your soul group stays together. They're the first ones you're going to see when you cross. Why wouldn't you want to understand the power that you don't have to be afraid, of crossing, but want to live down here to your fullest? And unless you really know your spirit and your true nature, you're in separation with it.
Right. And sorry, so channeling...
Doesn't mean you got to practice it every day. I mean, not everybody wants to talk to the spirit world.
Right, right. It could get kind of scary once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So channeling would be at the top of the list of what you do mostly. Now, you did mention something to me when we were prepping for this interview about what you've got, like, for instance, coming up this morning. What was the class that you're doing that I don't think I can even pronounce?
Oh, well, that was my physical root chakra class, my Zumba. That's my exercise for me down here since I am a human.
Oh, Zumba. Okay, that's
Zumba,
right.
Zumba,
okay.
Yeah. And I just started doing that, and I actually love it. I have to escape. I have to keep my frequency in balance, as we all do.
Right.
You know, but yeah, my Zumba is a physical workout. So, you know, I do. It is about the balance, and that's what I teach people. You know, go and learn how to meditate. It's simple. It's three steps. It's breath. It's intention, it's breath, it's allow, and I teach, you know, details within those steps. So that's
right.
Like the second thing. I deal with a lot of people wanting to deal with, they're dealing with anxiety. It is amazing what simple breathing will do and simple intention or visualization. This is nothing new. There's many teaching it. I do always bring in the spirit aspect because it is the reality of who you are. And when you hit a frequency by doing that, it is powerful what takes place in you. I've seen people transform in, you know, I don't do it for them. I teach them how to do it or to create that space through a perception, you know.
Right.
So I keep it simple. There's nothing technical or hard about what I'm teaching you. It's looking at nature. It's writing words down and they become a song. You know, it's listening to music. It's in all, you know, getting in that energy, you know, of what the music is, you know. It's so natural and so around us all anyway, so run with it. I'll run from it all you want. It's going to catch you sometime.
We're talking to Beth Lynch from Inner Light Teachings, who is putting us in touch with the spiritual world and letting us know about all the services that Inner Light Teaching does. Now, for instance, if someone's listening to you right now and they wanted to, I don't know, have a reading with you or work with you, how would they get in touch with you? You have an email address and phone numbers that you could pass along for people to contact you?
Yeah, thank you. The website is www.innerlightteaching.com.
And singular, not S. Okay, teaching.
Not S. Yep, innerlightteaching.com. And it shows you all the services. I do Skype. I do energy knows no space, no time, no number, or no age, I should say. So it, you know, it works through the phone lines. It doesn't. I do a lot of readings through the phone and again Skype. All my classes, most of them can be adapted that way. I have a correspondence course called Journey to Light, brings you deep into your own. The readings, everything's recorded. Whether it be MP3 or cassette, your preference. And so, you know, yeah, you can just contact me and you set up a session. I do meditations, even energy healing over, you know, through meditation. And I'll, you know, I will gladly answer any questions if anyone wants to email me. But there's meditations right online. If you go to the meditation corner on the website,
uh-huh.
You can click on a daily meditation. It's 11 minutes long. You just sit and listen to it. You don't have to sit and be still if you can't. You know, I had one lady say, well, I want to meditate, but I got to make cookies for my daughter's class tomorrow. I said, so put on the meditation and make cookies with her while the meditation plays. You know, and she did. She emailed me after, and she says, oh, my God, we had the most wonderful time together, just letting that be in the background and making
wow.
cookies. We didn't argue about who was going to clean the mess before we knew it. And I said, yeah, you see, you kind of step out of a lot of the and in out of the static and into the harmony, you know.
So it's sort of like subliminally just, you know, injects you with peace.
Ah, that's a nice way to put it. I like that. Yep. I like that. So that's on there. That's on the website to do for no charge. You know, nobody has an excuse. Plus, I do an online meditation every Monday via Ustream.
Oh, how about that? That's cool.
Yeah, you register for that. The first time is a gift from me to you. After that, it's a very minimal investment, and it's all on the website. And every Monday night, Eastern Time, at 7:30, you get your link and password. It's sent to you usually Monday, sometime Monday, by 4 o'clock, and then you just hit the link, put in the password, and you'll, you know, see and hear me. And then there's a chat room for afterwards or even before we begin the official meditation. I encourage meditation parties, have everybody over, you know, but from 7:30 to 8:10 or 8:15, we're done with everything. We can chat. You can chat if you want after I stay online till about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice experience, and it's in the comfort of your own home. Grab a blanket, curl up on the couch, make cookies. have a party, have margaritas after, mojitos, whatever it is.
Now we're talking. Yeah,
yeah, you know, run over to Lulu's after. I can't wait to go to Lulu's when I get down there.
Yeah, right? It's always,
I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody always comments about those gigantic fishbowl drinks that I talk about at the beginning of the show. It's, it wets everybody's whistle. So,
well, I'll tell you, when you meditate every day, you become highly sensitive, so your moderation shifts.
Ah.
But that's all good. You're high anyway, so it's all good.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're on a different level anyway that could be considered high. So, all right, let's also talk about technology, because I guess the last decade must have been something that you had to embrace because it would put you in touch with more people. And I'm fascinated personally with the way technology is growing, and it's sort of a chore for someone who's our age, we're relatively the same age, that to keep up with the times today. What do you think? What are your observations? I mean, we're talking about Skype, we're talking about links, we're talking about daily meditations online. These are things that wouldn't have been part of your business 15, 20 years ago. Are you just loving every bit of it? And how technical are you getting with it?
Well, it's a great question, because the younger generation, and I'm very passionate about working with young adults and teens with meditation, and this technology, like through my website and moving, when I finally did get a website, which was probably only 7 years ago.
Okay.
I was just like, going through my down here was keeping me busy in this area. And then, I finally got a website, and people started finding me from Florida. Oh, I Googled you, and the site came up, and I realized the power. So, yeah, I do, the website has definitely grown where, I did my web page, and now I have somebody who has to keep that up for me, and, for the most part. And, the Ustream, meditation, like coming to people in their home, some of the biggest things, I have no time or I don't know how. Now, it's archived, so you can go to the daily meditation, on the website anytime.
Right.
Any of the shows. I mean, if you miss a show, I've had shows on bullying, understanding the energy of bullying, and then somebody calls and says, my son's been bullied. I want to understand this more from what I heard about your show. So I can send people over to that archive. And so it is amazing.
All of it's so new, too. That's the thing. I mean, I'm doing this show for almost a year now, and when I tell people about it, sometimes I get, well, what time's it on? Where do I hear? And it's like, no, you don't understand. You can click on it, listen to it anytime, anywhere, by anyone.
That's the power. That's where it is. We're an instant species. We've evolved. This is what Spirit told me once in a meditation. There was something we were going through, and I say Spirit because it's that inner voice, and I said, why are we going, what is going on? Why is the world in such an intense place and hard place? There's some tough things, news just put on the news. It's
sure.
All there. And I put that out there. This was quite a few years ago, and I heard back as quietly but as powerfully as this. You have evolved as a species technically, but not spiritually. Quit separating the two. They are meant to work together. And that's when I exploded inside. It was just like, oh, my God. I couldn't think that up in my little brain. My little brain, I don't want to say that. But I couldn't think that up. Those words came, and I could feel the emotion of those words. So,
for the last few minutes of this, let's talk about it, because you've opened up a really cool subject that I think that it would be enlightening to ask you about that. Let's talk about that. As a result, and I mean, maybe this was part of this feedback you got from the spiritual world when you asked about it, and maybe it's time to ask about it again. Are we detaching ourselves from each other? I mean, is that part of what was being said because of, I guess, how, how everybody's all on their smartphones every day and they're not paying attention to a conversation as much? So I wanted to get your outlook on that. Are we detaching from each other spiritually while we, advance technologically, which I think was sort of what you were saying? And also, what's your observation on the state of the world today? I mean, you must be getting a lot of feedback from people beyond about where we're going. And is it as gloom and doom as sometimes it feels?
Good questions. First of all, the first part, we have definitely made that separation, like the quote said, yes. But we are now in the consequences of that separation. But the beautiful thing is through, I think, the technologies, texting, the whole thing, someone says, well, why do you tell? I go, I have more contact with people that I love now more often than I ever did.
Well, there you go.
It depends how you're going to look at it, but don't not stop in the moment when there's people around you that you love and you are able to be in the physical expression with them, to look in their eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do it with my son. I do it with clients. I stop. I give them a hug. You know what I mean? Human compassion and human touch is very important.
Right.
And we have to do it where we can, but be grateful that this technology lets us reach out. I'm in contact with more people from down there now, and, you know, I love you, and, you know, the hearts and the happy faces, and, you know, and it's like, wow, we can touch where we wouldn't maybe have time to sit and make that conversation on the, you know, or write that letter. So it is, but you got to make the balance.
I got to agree with you that I think we take for granted how powerful a hug can be. So
oh, my God, it's amazing. And I tell people that, I tweet that a lot, you know, all of a sudden, right, stop. You know, and if people want to follow me on Twitter, I talk to angels. I talk, number two, angels.
Okay.
I talk to angels. And that's, you can follow me on there. And I'm always putting some inspiration up there. And, you know, stop, take a deep breath, you know, look at the person next to you, smile at them. If you're alone, go to the mirror. You know what I mean? I love to put things out to make people aware. And that's what Inner Light Teachings is. Stop.
Awesome.
And on Inner Light Teachings, under thoughts, there's this daily, it's called Spiritual Prescription, Spiritual RX, and it's just a daily approach to looking at your life. So everyone should go over to that.
Awesome.
InnerLightTeaching.com, and just use that as a daily tool for simplicity. It's not difficult.
All right, I'm going to make that part of my routine. Okay,
and then you wouldn't. Send me some feedback.
And then the other part of the question was about the state of the world. How have you had any intuition about that and any connection as to, I don't know, sign of how things are going?
It's, you know, it's really intense, and I did have one of those, what I say, those moments where I put something out in meditation, and a lot of times when I'm doing my dishes, like within 24 hours later, that's when I'll hear that voice, okay, or that inspiration, you know, and it's very peaceful feeling inside my body, basically, is where it starts, and it just goes through you, and I listen, and I hear the voice, and I remember putting out, why are we going to war? And how many years ago was this now?
Right.
I go, why are we going to war? My cells hurt that day when we declared war, and it hurt as much the day of 9/11, which led it all up to it. But, I mean, it hurt inside. And I said, why are we here again? Why haven't we learned as a species? Why? You know, and I put it out there and I said, okay, you know, divine understanding or truth, let me be aware of something here to help. So, because people come to me with these questions.
By the way, it's a question I think all of us have. I mean, why haven't we learned that just gets nowhere?
But, and you know, the answer came, and it was, I swear, within 24 hours, I was doing my dishes, and I heard that, I got that feeling, and I heard the voice say, out of nowhere, as long as there is war in the soul, there will be war on earth.
Hmm.
And I went, and I took a breath, and I went, what? And it came in again, a little slower. As long as there's war in the soul, there'll be war on earth. And I went, oh, my gosh. And that didn't make me much feel better, because I know how many people I see in war with their own soul, just in emotional, in grief, in fear, and in, you know. And then I said, well, I don't know if that makes me feel any better, spirit, but I got to take it because that's what I got, you know.
Right.
And I heard back, that is what earth is for.
Hmm.
Whoa. And that brought a sense of peace. And not that we have to be, you know, but people's root chakras, you know, we're in a place of root. Our root chakra is where our sense of security, our sense of stability, our foundation. It is where, you know, we'll fight to the end instinctively to survive. It's also when we go to a sports game. All right, when you're at a sports, you know,
right.
That is your root chakra. So it's not... You don't want to say negative, positive. There's different understandings in each energy. But the root chakra is tribal. It's the favorite team. It's your favorite this. And it can be fun and exciting. But it can also, in its lowest frequency, be war. Now, isn't that powerful?
Yes, very, very true. And
that's
very...
what I teach people. Understand it this way, and you understand your own experiences. We become not at war within ourselves. Boy, does that change communities.
Yeah, and it applies to many, many aspects of our lives. That's fascinating stuff. Beth Lynch from Inner Light Teaching. You can find her at innerlightteaching.com. And right there is your central location to find out about everything she does and whether she can help you out, either by Skype or by phone or even on one of her many, many programs. Let's get that in, too. You can also be heard regularly on Blog Talk Radio. It's another popular internet forum for people to be heard as well.
Yes, I'm on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, and the name of my show is Learn, Live, Love. 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's all on my website on the media page.
Okay, awesome. Learn, live, love. Listen for those. Look out for them. We'll put links on the page so you can reach her website. And, hopefully everybody's been reading about all this stuff with the links. And if you haven't, they're there on the homepage for Beth's episode of this show. Thanks so much for being on with me. And now, once we've touched upon this, I realize that we could do hours and hours here. So maybe we ought to have you on semi-regularly. What do you think?
I would love it.
Okay.
I would love it. We could do some meditation, some little inspiration, intuition stuff. You could have someone there. I could do some reading. You know, we'll do whatever. I'm love to do it.
And maybe I'll leave it as incentive for you to get to South Florida, because then when you get in location, you can come here in the studio and do it with me in person.
Well, I am so manifesting and visualizing this. I'm going to be there. I'm not even going to put an if. It's this
right.
Summer. I'm not going any further.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. Thanks so much, Beth, for sharing all this spirituality with us. And we look forward to seeing you when you get down here.
Hey, thank you. And one word, deep breath, peace.
You got it. That's Beth Lynch. Hang on for just a second so we can say goodbye after we wrap this up. Tune in again tomorrow for another edition of Music Friday. That happens every week right here. Doing our best to get brand new shows for you on every single day at BillMurphyShow.com. Catch you back here tomorrow, everybody.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH@BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.